Sounds are very tiny pressure waves, and our ears are well adapted to picking them up. But what if there were other things that can also pick up on these tiny waves? Well, Evelina Wang spoke to MIT's Joel Fink to learn about fabrics that he's making that can tune in to sounds similarly to the way our ears do.
In a way, fabrics contain the soundtrack of our lives. They are present from very soon after we're born to our last days. However, until now, until this work, that soundtrack was not accessible to us. What we set out to do is see if we could create an ear in a fabric.
How did you design a fabric that could pick up on the soundtrack?
So one thing was that when a sound wave hits a plane or hits a fabric, very small waves are created, not that different from the waves that are in water. And so I'm really referring to those waves that are created in fabrics when we talk to each other. So right now, when you're listening to this podcast, they're very small waves that are generated in the fabrics you're wearing. Now that gets me to another angle, which is the ear. Fibers are an important part of the detection of sound in our ears, both at the front end of hearing, conversion of pressure to vibrations, and also on the back end of hearing, converting those waves into electrical signals. And so our work, our research focuses on fibers, and we then said, wow, could we take those learnings from the ear and realize that same type of hearing functionality, not now in a three-dimensional, complex and delicate organ, but actually in a two-dimensional, flat, flexible and durable, and maybe even machine washable fabric. In order to detect those waves, we needed to construct a fiber that moved with them. Think about a piece of seaweed in the ocean. Number two is we wanted a fiber that not only moved with the waves, but also reported on them. And that defined the materials we use to make our fibers. And so there are two important materials there. One is a very highly flexible, rubbery type material. Internal to the fiber is a piezoelectric. When that material is bent, it generates an electric signal.
So you have this fiber embedded in your fabric, bending and causing electrical signals. How then did you gather that and turn it into a sound?
Yeah, there are small little microwires that are running through the fiber that sort of conduct that signal to the edge of the fiber where it could be picked up. Those are just signals.
So how far did you guys get on the processing end of the signals?
Yeah. So listen, our general approach to fabrics is framed by a vision that fabrics are going to be the next form of computation. So what we're saying is that the cell phone in your pocket is not going to look like the object in your pocket for much longer. It's going to look like a fabric. We think about that vision in terms of four elements. One is making fibers that have some very special properties and functionality, like a microphone. But not only microphone, we've made fiber batteries, we've made digital fibers that store information, that could run programs and so on. The second step in that vision is to combine those fibers into a fabric, which becomes a computer. We haven't gotten there, but we're getting closer. Step number three is to implement certain programs to understand the context of those signals. And then finally, level four of this vision is provide services. They're apps. For example, if you have a hearing aid and you want your fabric to help you to function in a noisy environment, you're going to have an app for that. And if you're a pregnant woman and you want to listen to the fetal heartbeat, you're going to have an app for that. So we envision a world where the fabrics are going to just have, are going to be capable of doing lots of different things for us. And wow, that's obviously very different from what we're doing today.
Well, that certainly sounds exciting to me. Joel Fink there, he was speaking with Evelina Wang, and you can read about that work reported this week in the journal Nature.